What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Don, looking at the quote board here this morning, the United States stock market, and for that fact, world stock markets absolutely on fire. Closed at record highs on Friday in the S&P and NASDAQ, and once again, new record highs, all-time highs.
Are we seeing more interest in housing and some of those basic things that we talk about?
Absolutely. There are a ton of folks between the boarded up windows and the people wanting to get out of the big cities, keeping an eye on lumber. In the last 120 days, lumber went from 260 to 850 bid and closed limit up. Lumber more than tripling in the last 120 days. If you were going to spend 50 grand on wood for a new home, it now costs 150. Now that's inflation, my friend.
My goodness. Tell me what's not hot in this market, Tommy.
I'm sad to see wheat prices, both for old crop and new crop, but cash wheat during wheat harvest under $5, and that's hard to stomach for anyone selling wheat right off the combine. The other thing that people need to pay attention to, old crop corn. September contract currently trading 14 cents under December, so we're not running out of corn right now. I know people think there's a bull story coming down the pipe in corn. That's not right now. So moving along, this old crop, not good prices for old crop corn, old crop wheat, with this new wheat harvest right here.
Weather certainly playing a story as well.
Yeah, it's wet. The parts of North Dakota that are wet are staying wet. And then you're having a large part of Iowa now and other states really starting to suffer from drought. The United States soybean crop's going to need one nice soaker rain here to finish her up. And possibly that could come along next Friday, Saturday, Sunday as that Gulf moisture pushes up and some other storms collide here in the Midwest.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.